From House to Home is a three-minute glimpse of housing trends, data points, and housing influences that impact us all. I'm Jeremy Salemson, and this feature is made possible by Desiree Goldman, real estate expert with RE/MAX Winning Edge and 20 years of experience in the greater Chapel Hill market. Desiree Goldman, refreshingly authentic.
And we are thrilled to welcome to the studio this week Pat Dillon, realtor extraordinaire with Pat Dillon Properties and RE/MAX Winning Edge, from right here in Chapel Hill. Pat, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hey, Jeremy.
Hello, Pat. I'm thrilled to have you here.
Thank you.
First of all, I thought it would be nice for our listeners to have some insight into the most recent data, typically that a lot of real estate agents pull from and look to here in the Triangle, and that's data from the Triangle Multiple Listing Service. Specifically, we're looking at April's data. And what I like about this data is it gives us each month kind of a year over a year overview, if you will, in terms of what's been happening. So let's talk a little bit about new listings first. So year over year from April 2017 to April 2018, those numbers are up 3.7%. Your thoughts on listings now in terms of the, not so much the volatility that we've seen, but certainly the uptick in demand with fewer homes on the inventory side has got to be a little frustrating for those in the market right now.
It is, because this data tells us that the listing, the numbers are up. But if you look at the other data points, you'll see that the month's supply are down. So that leaves us with a low inventory instead of where we want to be, which is a robust amount of homes to choose from. So
sure,
we're scrambling right now.
Well, and that's a good point. So talking specifically about the month's supply of inventory, April 2017, we had a 2.7 month supply of inventory. And now in April 2018, it's down to 2.3 months. So that's a decline of 14.8%. Talk to us about what that means. As we were joking before the show, I mean, a healthy market is what?
About 6 months.
6 months, right. So when you're looking at essentially almost a third of that is the current month supply of inventory. And again, you know, take that with a grain of salt, because
right,
this the data points that we're looking at is for the entire Triangle region. I think as an overall average, 2.3, it tells the story of the demand issue here in the Triangle.
Yes, and we're seeing that across the board. And so that leaves us in a position where buyers are getting frustrated because they're not able to make an offer on a property and secure that property and get a contract on it. And they're ending up in multiple offer situations and sometimes getting disappointed.
I'm Jeremy Salemson, and this has been From House to Home, made possible by Desiree Goldman, real estate expert with RE/MAX Winning Edge and 20 years of experience in the greater Chapel Hill market. Desiree Goldman, refreshingly authentic. Online at DesireeGoldman.com.